Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, welcome to Blog Talk Radio. This is Doctrine of Truth, your host, Bishop Poole. We're coming to you with a special session today, and we want to just come to encourage you, amen, that whatever you're going through, whatever the problem is, that God is still available. He is available, God, and He does stand by His word. Jesus does stand by His word. He keeps His word. You can trust in Jesus Christ, amen, as your Lord and Savior, amen. We thank God for you. We just come to encourage you. If you have time to call in, you can call in at 1-855-236-2252. 1-855-236-2252. This is a toll-free number wherever you are. Amen. We're so happy for you to be here. And the question is, what are you stressing over? What are you going through? Amen. Sometimes we have to sit back and meditate and analyze our situation. And the world always have their standard. But once you come out of the world and come to Christ as your Lord and Savior, amen, Jesus give you a different perspective. Amen. He give you a different perspective on life. Amen. Because His ways are not my ways. He said that, you know, everything worked together for good for those that love the Lord. Everything worked together for good for those that love the Lord. So whatever you feel that you've been defeated over, amen, if you sit back and analyze it, you're not defeated with Christ. Christ has already defeated everything for us. He have completed, amen, all the future plans for our life. He's gone to heaven. He's going to prepare a better place. We have a new heaven and a new earth. But while we are here, amen, there's something that the athletes call practice. Amen. Musicians call practice. The lecturers call it practice. And it means that you go over constantly your material, constantly going over your material, back and forth, back and forth, back and forth, until you feel confident, amen, in your skills and your talent. This is what, you know, with Christ, we have to practice His promises. We have to practice His promises. We have to continue to look at what He's saying to us, not only in salvation, not only, amen, but He given us victory now. He give us power now, the ability, amen, to make sound decisions. That's what we're talking about today, amen, stress. What is stress, and how can we, amen, not necessarily eliminate it, but how to control it? And is this precious of life, the way you have set a standard, and the world say, oh, you didn't complete that. You didn't complete that. Okay, you got 5 minutes now to complete this. You got 5 minutes, and if you don't complete it in 5 minutes, you're going to lose. You're going to lose money, time, friends, and no one wants to lose those things. A normal stress of daily living, normal stress of daily living, amen, we begin to feel anxiety, insecurity, amen, unexplained panic, depression, or experience, amen. These things will come and go. Listen what the Bible has to say. Listen what the Bible has to say, amen, in the book of Philippians. And Paul appealing, amen, through God's word. Remember now, God's word already been tested. Psalms 12 says God's word already has been tested. Amen. Has seven times as gold and silver has gone through the fire. God's word already has been tested and tried down to 42 longer generations. So you should not put your body, your mind, your money, amen, your skills to a test about life when you accepted Christ. Now, when you have accepted, amen, Christ as your Lord and Savior, He's saying to you that He's a good shepherd to you. if you allow him, amen, if you allow him to help you in certain areas. Now, notice what Paul is saying in Philippians, the fourth chapter, and Paul making an appeal in here to the Philippians. He says that, 4:4 Philippians, rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I say rejoice. Let your moderation be known unto all men. The Lord is at hand. Be careful for nothing. Whoa, we can stop there and rest a minute. Be careful for nothing. You know, I had a lot of cares. I had a lot of habits, and they were small, even like though I had my rewards. For as at the end of intercession of praying and fasting and whatever, I had my coffee lined up. And one night I was just preparing myself to eat a meal, and I was having it over the stove, and I was doing some, you know, it's really working. You say, okay, I'm looking at the clock. I give myself, you know, 12 hours. And after the time was running down, and the Spirit of the Lord came, he said, you don't need your coffee. And I was talking, I said, well, yes, I do. I need my coffee. Yes, I do. And then I caught myself. After the third time, I said, wait a minute now. Wait a minute. You know, being young in the Lord, being new to the teaching and the direction of God. And I thought about that, because that led into a lot of other things. You know, you plan a day and it rains. You set an appointment to have some kind of birthday, some kind of accomplishment, and what happened? People let you down, or the company let you down, or some equipment breakdown, and you find yourself that, oh, my God, your whole day is destroyed, or your whole night is destroyed, which that should not be in Christ, because the enemy used that to take away your joy. This is what Paul is saying, that be careful for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. You know, put God out there. Say, okay, Lord Jesus, I'm going to try this now. I'm going to do this. And you said, amen, in Psalm 1, amen, I'll be like a tree planted by the rivers of water, amen, to bring forth my fruit in my season, and whatever I should do. So you should have some of these promises, a promise that you read up on. That's why it's good to read your Bible and study your Bible. Not just read it from day to day. That's fine. But we should study the Bible. Examine what it means, you know, in your season. You know, your season, your time of life. When you become mature in practicing God's word. Notice, amen, be careful of nothing and everything by prayer and supplication. Let your request be made known unto God, and the peace of God, which pass all understanding, shall keep your hearts and mind through Christ Jesus. Now, if you can't control your emotions, which we will have some, we will have some letdowns, but not to the point where it topples all of your day. You don't want to socialize with anyone. You don't want to be involved with anyone. You just want to pull away, even quit your job. That's pretty very extreme, you know. That's not very extreme, but it makes you want to be withdraw. No. Just stand your ground. Stand your ground. This is a position where practice come in. The more you practice God's word, and the more you read the word and you study out the word, amen. The Lord said, let the peace of God will pass all understanding. Keep your heart and mind through Christ Jesus. Why? How you do that? You have to go back at the sixth verse and be careful for nothing. Okay, you know that you want to accomplish this project, this feed, this business, what you on now. But if it does, amen, takes another turn, amen, you done prayed to God about it. And everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests. Have you let God, have you ever asked God and requested God, say, Lord, can you help me in this matter? Lord, can you help me in this matter? I appreciate it if you can. if you will, Lord, help me in this matter. You know, let your request, how many unsolved or unwritten, untext, or unemail requests have gone out to God? How many that holding it in? How many that they are? Are you holding in some kind of request? You know, are you venting to God? You're venting to everyone. You're talking to everyone else. But are you talking to God? Are you talking to Jesus Christ? Are you talking with him concerning, amen, about the problem? If you need to write someone, if you need to call someone, pray over it. Pray over it. Pray over it. Talk to Christ about it. Then write your letter. Or make your phone call. Amen. Whatever your request is, let it be known verbally. Verbally. See, it helps when it come out, because God believes in confession. The Lord wants us to confess. He wants us to talk with him. That's why we, as his creation, he made us in his own image, his own likeness. He want to hear from us vocally. He want to hear, Lord, forgive me. Lord, help me. Lord, protect me. Lord, put a blanket around my family. Lord, do this. Lord, do that. And the more, that's your request. The more you do it, the better you feel. The better you feel. Because it's not on you now. It's not on you, not carrying it. And it seems like we'll say, oh, here we go again. Well, we have to go back. We have to go back to the book of Genesis, because that's where it started. In the book of Genesis, the third chapter, when the enemy of all mankind said that the day that you eat of this tree, you'll be like God. And maybe, I'm not saying you have, but maybe in your subconscious, you've been saying, well, I can handle this. I know I can do this. Me, myself, and I, my skills, I know I can do this. That's not the issue. That is not the issue with Christ. Amen. He is a part of your life. He that is in you, 1 John 4:4 says, he that is in you is greater than he that is in the world. We believe that God came into our life and we accept him as our Lord and Savior. And when you did, invited him into your life, your personal life. It wasn't in your car. It wasn't in your living room. It wasn't in your bedroom, your clothes, your closet, your bank account. First, you invited him into your life. Amen. He that is in you, because man is body, soul, and spirit. You invited Christ to come live within you as your personal tutor, personal savior, personal teacher, personal guider. Jesus went so far to say in St. John 14 that when he leave here, he's going to send you a comforter. Amen. Would abide and be with you forever. And, you know, in my first study about the Holy Spirit and God, and I read that St. John 14 and 15. I said, wait a minute. Why God call his Spirit, the Holy Spirit, amen, the comforter? That's a specialized subject. That's a special person. To comfort people, I mean, to comfort, how he knows what's going on in anybody's life. And to use that terminology, the comforter, when he comes, that's a big order. That's a tall order. That's huge. But I have learned, and I met people since I've been in the ministry, God still is able. Yes, they get some let down sometime, but, you know, weeping and doing for a night, but joy come in the morning. They do not overlook the fact that they had lost, that they have been defeated in life to a certain extent, but they realize they have a hope in God. And that's what faith is about. Faith is the substance of things hope for, when there's nothing else to be seen, nothing else to be heard, nobody calling you or writing you or sending you finance or help. amen, deep down and inside, the Spirit of God, he say, you know, we're going to make this. Just don't give up. We're going to make it. We're going to make it now. We're going to make it. That's what faith is all about. That's what Christ has said. Amen. And Paul recorded, amen, the just shall live by faith in Habakkuk. Say, the just shall live by his faith. And Paul recorded in Hebrews, amen, faith is the substance of things hoped for. Now, we have to live, the saints, we're all living in a hope that God come back. We're all living in a hope. So why not apply this to your problem, to stress? What are you stressing over? What is it that you're going over now? If you can call wherever you are at this time, you can call 855-236-2252. 855-236-2252. Toll-free call. What are you going through? What are you stressing about? Okay, let's go on what Paul said. Paul said that, amen, he said that in the 7th verse of the 4th chapter of Philippians, and the peace of God, which passes all understanding, shall keep your hearts and mind through Christ Jesus. Now, here's another point. We got to accept Christ as our Lord and Savior. We have to accept him as our Lord and Savior. We love him. We apply our life with him. Amen. And he will. Amen. Amen. Notice Paul said, keep your hearts and mind through Christ Jesus. Amen. Through his teaching, through his guiding, through your venting and talking to him and serving him. He will keep your mind. You don't have to. So, oh, I lost my mind. I don't. No. God will keep you. He will show you. He's a keeper. He will show you. Through it all, he's able. A shepherd is always there. You watch shepherding sheep. The shepherd, he has his dog. He has his staff. Amen. And they're always watching around sheep, looking for the enemy. They're moving them from one place of grazing to another place, making sure the water is running and clear and fresh for them to eat, to drink, and to eat. And they're always watching. Amen. So God is able to move you mentally and physically in areas, but not the way you think about. He sometimes uses circumstances to help you. Eighth verse, here we go to the eighth verse. Finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things of good report, if there be any virtue, if there be any praise, think on these things. Now notice what the Amplified Bible has said in the eighth verse say, for the rest, brethren, whatsoever is true, whatsoever is worthy of reverence, and is honorable and seemly, whatever is just, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely and lovable, whatever is kind and winsome and gracious, if there be any virtue and excellent, if there is anything worthy of praise, think and wait and weigh and take account of these things. Fix it in your mind on them. In the ninth verse, say, practice what you have learned and received and heard and seen in me, and the model of your way of living on it. For God, the God of peace, he's untroubled, he's undisturbed, well-being, will be with you. That's the Amplified Version, the 4th chapter of Philippians. We're reading from the 4th to the 8th verse. We have read the King James Bible from the 4th chapter, from the 4th down to the 8th verse. We're going to read the 9th verse of King James. Those things which you have both learned and received and heard and see in me, do, and the God of peace shall be with you. There are still certain things that we have to learn. We all are learning. We all are learning. And whatever part of life, amen, we find ourselves into, amen, we apply ourselves. Notice the American Standard, 4th chapter. It says that, finally, brethren, whatsoever is true, whatsoever thing is honest, whatever is right, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, what is of a good reputation, if there be any excellence, if there anything worthy of praise, dwell on these things. And the things that you have learned, here we go again, and received and heard and seen in me, practice. You notice the two words here, practice and learn. These things, the God of peace shall be with you. We have to practice what we learn. We have to practice what we learn. Notice the New King James, the New International Bible, 4th chapter and the 8th verse said, finally, brethren, whatsoever is true, whatsoever is noble, whatever is right, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is admirable, if anything is excellent or praiseworthy, think about such things. Whatever you have learned or received or heard from me or seen in me, put it into practice, and the God of peace shall be with you. What we're getting out of these four different books, amen, is practice and learned. Four different versions, practice and learn. Practice and learn. Amen. What are you practicing? Are you practicing giving? Are you practicing giving? Are you practicing fellowshipping with others? Amen. It's good to fellowship. Amen. AARP, and Alcoholics Anonymous, amen, they can document many times about coming to sessions. Amen. And the same thing applies. The Bible already said that Paul was saying to the church, do not forget to assemble yourselves. Don't forget to assemble yourselves. Praying and assembling yourself in giving. See, when you begin to sacrifice, that helps to mold your life into something new. You know, it helps you to build a foundation in a new life. Amen. Those that are married, they begin to learn each other. Amen. The ups and downs and two new people coming together. That's why it's good to have, amen, in the beginning, we call betrothal, you know, engagement for a while to learn each other. But you still will not learn everything until they come and live in the house with you. In the house with you. Amen. You made a commitment. Now we're living together. Amen. You committed. Same thing with God. Amen. Jesus is an outward show to mankind that God has committed himself by his son's death and resurrection. God went all the way with us. All the way. Amen. So let us put him in out front. Let's put Jesus out front. Let's put Jesus out front. Let's put our skills second. Amen. But let's put Jesus out front. Let him take, you know, our heart problems and our headaches and our downs and our up. Amen. Let's put him out front, you know, by reading and studying and applying and talking to him. Amen. Get your private corner, private time, and talk to God. Say, okay, God, let's go. Let's go. I'm ready. Okay, we're going to go in this situation together. We're going in this situation together. We're going to walk through this thing together. Because in the long run, and what it bounds out to, amen, that if you cannot trust him now, he said he's going to prepare a place for us. Amen. If you can't test him and try him out now, amen. James said, I have faith, and you say you have faith. James said, I show you my faith. Amen. By my works. Amen. It helps you to know that God is able. He's able and he cares for his people. The one that he accepted him. Amen. Regardless of what you have faith in, amen, whatever you love and whatever you're doing something about it, amen, regardless. So we're saying to you today, we're coming to you, amen, in a short period of time today to talk about stress. Amen. Amen. Exercising yourself is good. Exercising, massages are good. Back massages and massaging, that's good. That helps, amen, relieve the body. Amen. Even yawning, the body begin to talk about, you know, when we stretch and our arms and take a deep breath and, you know, you begin to yawn and say, oh, that's the body telling you to, you know, go let it go, let the tension go. You know, you feel like you want to rest or sleep. That's the body. Then you go, let's rest on it, rest on it. Amen. But before that time and all of that, you say, well, Lord, you say, in everything give thanks. Lord, I thank you for this situation. I don't know what you're doing. I don't know what you're trying to do. But I know you're going to work it out for me. You're going to work it out. Amen. You got to work it out. I'm giving it to you. You got to work it out. Amen. What is it? Can you pinpoint it? Can you pinpoint what is it? Is it the car all the time that causes this? Is it because of the weather changing? You know, you get in that state of mind and that activity, you know, is unbearable to you and those around you. Can you pinpoint it? Can you pinpoint it? Why are you stressing? What is it cause? What, you know, why am I stressing over this? You know, if you can pinpoint it, amen, then you can work on it. Amen. Watch the food that you eat. Watch the food that create a problem. Too much sugar, too much salt, too much caffeine. Amen. Yes, it can. Yes, it can. If you don't be aware. Amen. When we was in the service, they always tell us, be careful what you eat. Don't eat, amen, the food of the country. We have food for you because I don't know if you have to take certain shots. And all depending on what part of the world you go into because our body was not adapted. They are adapted to those things. Amen. The water, be careful. So food, rest, exercise, amen, it's good for you. Find out what the problem. Sometimes it might not be nothing. Amen. And all of a sudden you just got an attitude. Watch the TV programs. Watch the TV programs. All of this drama is not good. A lot of this drama is not good. Amen. Create things in your mind. That's why Paul said, think on these things. You got to watch how you think. Amen. You're thinking about something that's not even there. You know, you're reading into something that's not even there. Paul said, think on these things. God bless you. We're here for a short period of time today. We just come with a session for you, and our prayers goes out to you. Whatever, put God in it. Put God in it. Amen. Let him work about it. Let him work in it. Let him work around it. Amen. Practice talking to Christ. Practice, amen, getting in, reading the Bible and trying to find the right answer. Amen. Talking to others. Amen. Applying yourself. Life is more precious than silver and gold. You need silver, you need gold, but if you don't have no life, you can't spend it. How can you spend a dollar or 50 or 500,000 or a million when you don't have life? God bless you today. We come into you. Amen. Just encouraging. Just want to encourage you. Amen. Accept Christ. Let him be the stressful one. Peter said, put all your cares on him for God. What? He care for you. He care for you. Amen. He haven't stopped caring. Amen. Amen. He always put provisions here for you here on earth. That does not mean you're a weak person. That does not mean you're a defeated person. But it shows you a smart person. Amen. Being wise. Being wise. Amen. Being a wise person in Christ Jesus. Being a wise person in Christ Jesus. Amen. God bless you.